ようこみましょうへようこそ。
I'm Jason Crane. I'm the webmaster of yokomiwa.com, and I'm here as always with Yoko. Hi, Yoko.
Hi, Jason.
Well, we're recording a podcast right now, but actually you've been doing a lot of recording recently. You're in the studio making a new album. Tell us about that.
Yes, actually we were in the studio for 3 days last week. Just happened, 3 days, and we recorded 18 songs. That's a lot.
It is a lot.
I never done that. The reason was, I play with several different bass players, but my main guys, Will Slater, he moved to New York. And the other one, Brad Barrett, he's in Boston. So I play with these guys mainly. And Will was in Boston. So I was like, this might be a good opportunity to do recording. So we did 3 days, 2 days with Will because, he won't be here after, a couple of days. So I did 3 days. And, we didn't record last how many years? At least like 3 years or something. So very long time. And we had enough material for probably 2 albums. So, you never know. We have to choose songs, which one you like, we like, I'm happy and everybody's happy with the, how it sounds and everything. But I think probably we can make 2 CDs,
So you think that's what you'll do rather than releasing a double album of music?
No, I don't want to do double albums. I don't know. But I think, separate, I'd rather do separate CDs,
Or you could do like 945 RPM singles.
That could be a good idea.
That's right. Like, yeah. Sun Ra used to do back in the day.
Okay. One album could be released from a Japanese label or something, and then one could be from in the US. Because last album from JVC, Victor, I couldn't release the same album in the US. That was the problem. So if I do one in Japan, I have enough for, here too. So that might be, that could be possible.
So give us some kind of idea about the repertoire in these recording sessions.
Right. We did a lot of my originals. Like a half of my originals. I think it was like eight originals. And other songs we've been playing, my favorite songs, which is like John Lennon song or Joni Mitchell too. But I wanted to focus on my originals too, so let's see how we're going to choose. I don't know what we want to choose, like all my originals and one is all, others. Or maybe we're going to mix everything together,
And at this point, all of you have played these songs a lot together. And so it must be kind of nice in the studio because you must feel incredibly well rehearsed at this point for the recording.
Kind of, yeah. But Will, he doesn't live here, so I don't play with him so often, once a while. But he pretty much knew all the songs. Maybe he didn't. Yeah, I guess he knew pretty much everything. I wrote the kind of the new songs recently. And yeah, maybe that's the one he didn't know. But we went to a studio in Acton. It's called Wellspring Studio. And we recorded in one room, 3 of us together, which, a lot of times people go in a studio and then they're completely separated in a different room. And because the room, if you separate it, and you can punch in, you can overdub, which is you can fix a lot of things later, right? But I don't like doing that kind of, like, you know, changing what you played and then overdub and stuff. And I used to go to the studio in a separate room, playing in a separate room, but I figured we don't do that kind of, like, okay, can I play my solo again, but just keep the bass and drums while they play it exactly as it is. But I want to play, you know, something different on top of it. I never done that. And I figured I'd rather be close to each other in the same room, but we can't fix anything. We make a mistake. But I like the way, you know, like a live performance. You know, I always like live performance, performing in front of people. And I like the energy when we play just together and then, like, you know, not to separate it.
Well, especially since improvised music in this trio setting is so based on listening to one another. I mean, if you kept the bass and drums and played a different solo over the top of it, the bass and drums would be reacting to an entirely different piece of music.
I know. But believe it or not, a lot of people do it over and over and over. You know, I don't like this thing. Let me do it one more time, you know. So, yeah. So I don't like doing it. So next thing, also I wanted to mention, they had really nice Yamaha piano. And actually two of them, C7. Beautiful pianos, and they're very different. Like, one was a little darker, one is more lighter sound. So I had a chance to go in there before the recording session, and I chose which one I like. Also, the piano technician, his name is Fred Mudge. He tunes piano at the Regatta Bar, Scholars, Lazy Go Mats, you know, he's everywhere. So he's been tuning and then fixing the piano at the Wellspring studio. So he did an amazing job before I went into the studio. So that helped a lot. And at this studio, it's been there for many years. Like Esperanza, she recorded the first album there. So it's a very nice studio. I liked it a lot.
Had you recorded there before? And if not, how did you decide to record there this time?
Right. The engineer, Matt Hayes, he did the work for my last two albums, Act Naturally and Live at the Scholars. He mixed those two albums, and he did an amazing job. So I really liked him, and when I went there, and this is nice studio. I didn't know much about the studio, but I figured a lot of jazz musicians go in there to record. So that's how I decided to go in here. And then they have Yamaha piano, so that's a plus.
Yeah. Did you do anything to kind of set the mood when it was time to record, to create a more live atmosphere, or to get everybody in the same headspace when it was time to record the songs?
When we not really. But we recorded the whole like, you know, it's complete 3 days from the beginning to the end. So I'm very excited to about that. We're gonna make some kind of promotion video or something.
Oh, you mean when you say you recorded, you mean you took a video of the whole?
Yeah, video.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So and we had my friend. She came to took a really good pictures too. So and then so after this, you know, we still have to do a lot of work. You know, like national radio promotion, and I want to hire a publicist. You know, I have same amazing publicist, and Braithwaite. So, and a lot of things we still have to do. We're going to do mixing and mastering. So thinking about doing some sort of online, what is it? online.
Like a crowdsourcing campaign?
Yeah, Kickstarter.
Sure.
Indiegogo. So something like that. So if somebody is interested.
And when do you think we might get to hear this album?
We wanted to release earlier, but we need to do some work. Also, thinking maybe spring. Probably in the spring.
Do you have a title in mind or not yet?
Not yet. No. Because we don't know, it's going to be one album or two albums.
Sure. Or which songs are going to be on it. So, yeah.
That's right.
Well, it's all very exciting, and I'm sure I can speak for all of your fans in saying that we can't wait to hear what comes out of these studio sessions.
Yes, me too. I'm very excited.
We always end these podcasts with a song. Is there something you've got in mind for us for this time?
Yes. Let's do Medeisha and Paz by Ivan Lins from Acta Naturally.